Hello?
Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Sue?
Oh, yes. Hi, Mary. I didn't get your message till late yesterday.
Yes.
So I was going to give you a buzz today and call you.
Well, don't worry. I already called you, so it's okay. So I just wanted to, you know, introduce myself as your new coordinator. I will have a word with you regarding some information from your mother. So I wanted to confirm with you if 50 hours per week was the right hours that they were authorized, or is it more, is it less? Would you confirm that with me?
You know what, Mary, this gets so confusing. Every time I talk to the agency, it's always different. I don't know. I thought it's either 50 or 60, but...
Okay.
I'm not sure which one they have me down for.
Okay.
It's always different.
Okay. Well, I have you down here for 50, actually. On
okay,
hours,
that's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
and
that's
perfect. Perfect. And I also wanted to confirm the schedule that I have here, if it's, you know, if it's working for you. I have Stacy on Monday and Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And I have Ruth Ann for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Does that work for you? Is it okay?
That's wrong. So
okay.
They work. So Stacy does Monday and Tuesday, 10 to 5.
Okay, 10 to 5.
And Ruth Ann does 3 days, 11 to 5.
11 to 5, okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that with
me. Right.
Yes?
And I know it's not 50 hours, but... as of right now, it's okay, because my mom said my mom's very stubborn, and she does need help, but she just refuses to have help, because I don't know, they're old, she's old, and never had to have help before, you know what I mean, it's kind of hard now that people are helping you, but she is getting worse, so down the road, I did talk to Keystone First, Yvette, which is her social worker, I guess, or whatever you want to call her. You know, that I sent a letter because Keystone, it's only like 32 hours or 34 hours, something like that, she's getting it now. So Keystone wanted to know why she was only getting that many hours. And I just put in there that that's all she wants right now. That's all she needs. But down the road, if it comes to where she needs more, then I will have a vet come and reassess her again. So that's
okay.
The way we left it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, regarding, you know, that same, I wanted to ask, you know, about the services. How are they with the Stacy and Buddha? Do you have anything you would like to tell us? They're good? Okay.
They're very good. They just, they're like friends of my mom, so that's why she doesn't argue about having somebody. They're neighbors and friends that are helping her. So, yeah.
And how about the services with us? Like, do you have any suggestions?
Well, I tell you the truth, I'm shocked that you called me. Seriously, because my mom has been with them for, I guess, a year, maybe a little bit more, I'm sure. I know it's been a year. It could have been more that I've been with this agency. And they're terrible. I'm sorry. I have to say they're terrible because she already went through two or three, agencies yourself, like yourself. I don't know what you call yourself. What do you call yourself? Like a...
The home care, Family First,
Yeah, home care. Okay, that's the word I wanted, home care. So she already went through two or three of them, and every time they left, they never called me to say who took over, so I never knew who to call.
Okay.
Especially the last time, it was really bad. I'm like, oh, my God. And then Nina, I finally And then with Stacy, one time she needed, well, not just needed, several times, she tried to call, and nobody would ever call her back. And it's the same with me. Every time I leave a message, nobody would call back. And Stacy had a couple questions, and they never called her back. Yeah, they were terrible. So I finally found the number that I had from Allison and Sarah from the very first time that I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I called, I got a hold of Sarah. And Sarah finally connected me to Nina,
mm-hmm.
because the home care person was Cindy Robinson, and she had left. Well, I didn't know she left. No wonder I kept calling, and she never answered my calls. No one ever told me she left, and I didn't know who was the new person. So
okay.
I finally got a hold of Nina, and Sarah had Nina call, and she said she's going to be your temporary one. But she was great. She called and made sure everything, what was going on, was supposed to be right. So, and I'm glad you called. I was told that you were going to call, and I was shocked when I saw the call. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm actually having a call back. Somebody actually is doing what they're supposed to do. So anyway, hopefully this is straightened out. But before, they're impossible to get. Nobody would ever call you back. You just had to, like, press this, press that button, and then leave a message, and nobody would ever call back. Never. In the whole year and a half or 2 years my mom's been with them. Yeah, it's terrible. They were terrible.
I'm so sorry
but
about
I'm
that
hoping
experience.
Now it's better now. Yeah. Hoping
yeah,
it's better now because Nina told me that if I ever need her, call her. She gave me the number. She said, just call me. I said,
yeah.
I will. Believe me.
We're improving that. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay. So I also wanted to ask if maybe your mom was maybe hospitalized between the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Hospitalized? No.
Yeah. No? Okay, perfect. And just a couple of more questions. Is 7 Terrace Drive, Spring City, still your address?
Correct. Her address, yes.
Yeah. And it's 484-369-0005, still the main line, or would you like to change that line for this one?
Well, that one is... That's a phone that I had gotten her, what do you call it, I forget what you call them, but you can read it. She's very hard of hearing, real hard, even with the hearing aids in. She still can't hear. And unless you really, like, talk slow and loud to her. So I got her that phone that she can read what you're saying to her, but she don't like to use it because she says, they talk too fast, and I'm like, all right, just tell them that you are reading it, and you have to read it slow, and you can always go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
But she does have a cell phone, and I can give you that phone number, too, if you want.
Okay, yeah, sure.
If you don't have no luck with the house phone.
Okay.
Let me just tell you what it is for sure. I don't want to mess it up.
Sure.
I know it's 484... 758. This is the one I always get mixed up. I think it's, hang on, let me look what it is.
Sure.
9548.
9548. Okay, so that
That's
will
her
be
cell.
Her cell phone, right?
Right. And then
okay.
The other one that you said, that I'd say it's her home line. Did you say it was 484-369-0057?
Yeah, that's the one that I
okay.
have.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And just one last question. What would be, like, the best time for me to call you throughout the day?
I guess, I don't know, after, I'm going to be starting a new job in probably a week or two. And I don't really know. Probably like it's like being a monitor for a school bus. So I don't really don't know what the hours are yet because I didn't start. But I would say mid afternoon. Okay. I would say probably like between, say like 11 and 1.
Okay.
Yeah. If it changes, I can tell you.
Yeah, exactly. You can give me a call. You can send me a message. I'm going to send you a text message with my contact information, you know, phone and email. So, like, whatever you need, you can send that information, send me a message through there or call me.
Right, right. So now, Mary, it's Mary, right?
Yeah, it's Mary.
So the phone number you're calling from me now is also I can text to that?
Right. You can text to that phone number.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. Do you have any questions? Yeah?
Yeah, if you can't get a hold of me, just leave a message and I'll call you back. But,
okay.
Like I said, I couldn't get that one until, like, I got that one, like, it was a 4:45 yesterday, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to bother now. I'll just call her tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry. Do you have any more questions for me or anything else you want to ask?
No, that's it. Thank you. And thank you for calling. Like I said, nobody ever calls back.
Well, so have a great day, okay? Take care.
All right. You too. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.